here, please.
Sorry, Mom. To quote Meatloaf, holy crap, I think he's going to make it. Teenland. Killer bass line in that one from Big Blue Sky. That's Northern Pikes.
A little happy birthday to Jay, feeding him some extra great Canadian classic rock.
You guys are the best. Chantel brought me cookies.
I brought you cookies for your birthday.
Sharon brought in breakfast sandwiches.
Oh, this is going to be a good day, guys.
Randy
good
Renaud day. Brings beer in this morning. It's a trifecta.
Randy, don't screw this up for us.
For the kid. Everybody else celebrating your birthday up today. Happy birthday. Happy birthday as well. So the Wall Street Journal, which we all read so you don't have to, just did a massive write-up that we think is perfect for this Throwback Thursday. Their article was how band logos are trending right now. They talked to a dad who's so stoked because his daughter bought a Rolling Stone shirt and a Metallica shirt, but then she couldn't name a single song by either one of them. They also talked to a middle school teacher in St. Louis who said he sees shirts like that every day in class. He says it's always a letdown when kids aren't actually fans, which I have found to be the polar opposite here at Shom, because we see so many mom, daughter, mom, son, dad, you know, dad, daughter, dad, son combos that come to visit us at the Rock Room or come to Roger Waters. And it's like, you know, I grew up with Shom, driving to school with my dad, and now I have my own job. So kids actually know.
They know because they were know, raised right.
Yeah,
because you were raised right.
Ooh, good know job, your songs. Parents. You can't know. Leave until you name all the songs on the album.
You remember Brian Jones era Rolling Stones music. You remember when Wyman was in the band? Okay, so we would like to know, what is your absolute favorite band or concert t-shirt and why? Now, I wore just one of a few that I have today. I wore my AC/DC Highway to Hell shirt today.
A few. How many do you have? I bet you have.
I don't have as, you know what?
Really?
I don't have as many as I used to. I would say I probably have band, concert, and record company. Because I like those as well. Like Stiff Records is one of my favorite t-shirts that I wear. Because if it ain't stiff, it ain't, you know what?
Yeah.
And so a few, Chantel. Okay. But less than 10.
I thought you were going to say like 100.
You know what? My wife does an amazing job of every couple of years.
Throwing your stuff out.
Throwing out my stuff. She's like, that one just doesn't, it's all tattered. And I know, sweetie, that you loved going to the 1984 Van Halen show. But
it's gone.
It's buy
yellowed.
A new shirt.
It's,
buy a reproduction.
It's the shirt or me. Something's got to go.
Exactly. So you told me, it's funny, because you're wearing a Foo Fighters hoodie today.
Check this out, Chantel.
There you go.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. We went to see the Foo Fighters at Fenway. And
Fenway.
And at that for that tour, they were doing specific merch for each venue.
Oh, neat.
That's
so
great.
Like a very Fenway vibe.
Wow.
Love it. And it's in great condition, which is, I think it was 2017 or 15.
That's pretty risky, though, doing merch for a specific venue. Then if you don't sell out, what are you going to do with it?
Well, I think bands know that if you've sold out Fenway, you're probably going to sell a lot of merch.
Fine.
Oh,
it's probably pretty. All right. So before we get into everybody's texts and calls, which we'll do after we come back, Sharon and I were talking about you behind your back because that's what we do.
I like it.
Yep.
And we had a little bet because we're all buddies.
Yeah.
We had a bet as to whether or not you own a concert t-shirt before you answer.
Okay.
Sharon and I both said the same thing,
and
which
what did
was,
you say?
No, you do not.
Well, I did have a concert t-shirt that I kept for like a decade.
Wow.
And it was my first ever concert t-shirt.
Oh, wait a minute.
Which was?
Backstreet Boys.
New Kids on the Block.
That's great.
Yeah, my mom threw it out when I moved out. Thanks, Mom.
So you've only ever owned
one? Only bought one in my whole life.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, you and I went to a couple of the same shows. We both went to Chris Stapleton. We both went to Bryan Adams.
Yeah.
Were you not tempted? You're as an adult, that doesn't appeal to you?
I don't really wear t-shirts. I would wear a hoodie. I'm vibing your you know, Fenway.
The Foo's hoodie.
Overall, I don't really wear t-shirts. If it was a cute tank top, maybe.
Okay.
They don't really sell cute tank tops.
They totally do.
All right. Get me a tank top, Sharon.
You do next show, man. Next show that's coming to town. You can get one of the Smashing Pumpkins, Jane's Addiction show.
Fine. Ooh,
yeah.
1-877-790-0977 for this Throwback Thursday. What is your all-time favorite concert or band t-shirt and why?